Psalms, Week 2, Day 3. Yehovah establishes his kingdom on Mount Zion. A song, a psalm for the sons of Korah. Great is Yehovah, and to be praised exceedingly in the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful in situation, the joy of all the earth is Mount Zion, on the flanks of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a high tower. For behold, the kings have congregated, they have crossed over as one. They saw, so they were amazed. They were troubled, they rushed away. Quivering seized them there, travailing as of her who gives birth. By the east wind thou dost break the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of Yehovah of armies, in the city of our God. God will establish her even to eternity. Selah. We have considered, O God, thy mercy in the midst of thy temple. As thy name, O God, so is thy praise over the ends of the earth. Justice fills thy right hand. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of thy judgments. Go around Zion and circle her. Number her towers. Set your heart to her rampart. Mark well her palaces, so that you may recount it to a later generation. For this God is our God to eternity and forever. He will direct us even until death. In the summary of the spiritual sense, the first several verses are about the spiritual kingdom of the Lord, how admirable it is. It will dissipate all falsities. That's the kings of the earth rushing away because they're afraid. Then it says, this is the divine human. As thy name, O God, so is thy praise over the ends of the earth. From this are all things of heaven and the church, because the Lord reigns there. For this God is our God to eternity and forever. About the east wind, which breaks the ships of Tarshish, it says in Arcana Celestia 76-79, the signification of an east wind is a means of destruction. That an east wind has this signification is because it was dry and tempestuous, and consequently dried up the productions of that land, and by its force broke in pieces trees and ships on the sea. Because of this, by it as a means is described the effect of divine power. Moreover, by the east is signified the good of love and of charity, because in the supreme sense the Lord is signified by the east. And in its origin, being divine, the good of love and of charity is most gentle. Consequently, it is so in its advance into heaven. But when it sinks down to the hells, it becomes harsh and severe, because it is turned into this by those who are there. Therefore, the influx and presence of this divine good there not only torments but also devastates them. From all this also it is that by a wind from the east or an east wind is signified a means of destruction. A new church together with a new heaven is signified by Mount Zion, which shall be glad. This signifies the celestial church, in which are those who are in love to the Lord. The daughters of Judah who shall exult signify the affections of good and truth, which those have who are of that church. Because of thy judgments signifies because of divine truths which they have from the Lord. Go around Zion and circle her signifies to embrace the things belonging to that church from love. To number her towers signifies to give thought to the higher or interior truths of that church. To number, meaning to see and give thought to their quality, and towers, meaning the higher or interior truths. Set your heart to the bulwarks signifies to love the exterior truths that defend that church against falsities. Mark well her palaces signifies to perceive the goods of truth, for houses mean goods, and palaces the more noble goods of truth. That ye may tell the generation following signifies their permanence to eternity. Questions and comments. Number one, picture living in a beautiful, clean city with noble palaces and homes where it is safe and inspiring to raise a family and to work. This is what the Lord's church is meant to be like spiritually, and what heaven is like. Number two, verse 10 is the one in this psalm specifically about the Lord's advent. Because of his coming, his name can be known to the ends of the earth, and we can see that justice fills his right hand. Everything he does is to provide for order so that we can be free to choose heaven. Question three, can you picture how a very gentle sphere of the Lord's love and of love towards the neighbor could cause great upheaval in the hells? Why would that be so? Number four, what are some truths of the new church that you mark well and set your heart to?